Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twin. It's the 17th of July. It's still muggy. It's a bit of a breeze, but the sun's coming out and it just feels really warm and muggy already. I'm just coming back from drop-off. I'll be going into town later because I need to get a few more bits and bobs. Yes, exercise. I said I was going to do some exercise yesterday, I seem to remember. And I did! It was a Thursday, which makes it good for swimming because the swimming pool's open longer on a Thursday and Friday. But I'm going out tonight, so yesterday was the only night really. And it was actually it was lovely. And I've also got a new Asda shopper bag. They still do them, nice big ones. They're great for book bags. Plus this one comes with sort of extra bits inside where you can put where you're supposed to put bottles, but it's quite good for the kids' bottles because then they don't fall over in the bag. So even if they wanted to leak, they can't now. Way. What was I going to say? Yes, exercise. So I went swimming and it was odd. I always get this. I do this on the cross trainer too. I spent the first sort of 5-10 minutes. On the cross trainer, it's kind of everything aches and I get fatigues and I just don't want to carry on. I'm thinking, oh, there's no point. I'll just stop. And then once I get past the 10 minutes, it's really easy. And past 15, I could just keep going. And I usually just stop because I don't want to set the bar too high for next time because I'm still trying to build up time. On there. Thinking that, you know, back in the day I used to do about 40-45 minutes at a time, an entire episode of Desperate Housewives basically. But now there's nothing to distract me, because that was the other thing. If you're watching, well, it helps me if I'm watching something, then I don't really think about it so much and I just keep going and I don't even realize that I'm running. Yes, that was perfect for me. Whereas now there's not a lot to go. Well, if my eyes aren't distracted, then yeah, with my ears it's more difficult to distract myself. But with swimming, obviously there is nothing to distract me. So apart from trying to count the lanes, which I just don't know. I don't know what a good system is. I used to count numbers, but that really confuses me. Now I count letters of the alphabet. No, that didn't work either. Now I'm doing every other lane I count. So basically I only count when I've done two. And I still get confused. So I don't know how many lanes I did. I think it was around about 40, which is not great, especially since it took me about 45 minutes to do it. But I thought, no, I'm actually going to do, because last time I did 30-odd in 30 minutes. So I thought, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do my 40 lanes, because I used to do 40 in half an hour. So I'm gonna keep going. So that's where, you know, and I had the whole fatigue thing again, and thinking, oh, I can't do this. My head felt really hot, and because obviously swimming pool temperatures tend to be quite high. Because that's the thing, that when I first moved to the UK, I thought that was really weird that the swimming pools were so warm. In Germany, they keep them quite cold, so you've actually got to swim, otherwise you freeze. I kept going, but when I get to this point again, I'd done half an hour, and then all of a sudden I felt this new strength, and I could just go on swimming, and I felt like I could swim forever now. But I thought, no, I must stop at the 40 lengths and 45 minutes, because, you know, that's quite something to try and reproduce next time. But I think it's also because I don't swim often enough. I remember from last time, it took a few times of going every week to build up that kind of stamina and also to become faster. The other thing that I've noticed is that if I swim on my own and I haven't got anyone with me to, because I used to go swim with a friend who's a pretty strong swimmer. So we always used to say to each other, you know, no, don't stop. Come on, let's keep going. And also there was always someone fast to swim with. Whereas if I swim by myself, I don't know how fast I am. Probably not very fast. So I think that's the other thing why it takes longer to do the lanes. So I've got nothing to orient myself on. So But I did it, and I'm feeling really achy, especially my arms. So I know I've done something for my arms and my back, because that's what's feeling achy. But I'm really glad I did it, and I'm thinking, yeah, I should take the opportunity next week and go again if I can. So yeah. Anyway, so that was my most recent observations on exercise. But I just want to get a bit fitter, and I don't actually care what the scales say. But as long as, yeah, I just want to lose a clothes size, I think that'd be nice. Because it's too expensive having to buy new clothes all the time. I just like to fit into stuff that I've still got. Anyway, it's Friday, isn't it? Yeah, so everyone have a lovely weekend, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.